Hello, everyone out there. This is Pat with your Pursuing Positive podcast. I hope, as always, you've decided to spend a little time opening up your mind with me. Now, if you're here by accident, I'm glad you're here just as well. Stick with me. Let's have a great day. And thank you for giving me a slice of your day to be just a little bit more positive. All right, guys. So today we are going to expand on the topic of discussion from our video YouTube series, Pursuing Positive is the name of that playlist online. That second video was titled Intensity and Purpose. The goal of that conversation was to create some broad statements that can enable a positive drive with a true focused mindset. Intensity, purpose, focus. Those all go together because without a purpose, you don't really have a true drive, or at least you don't really have a end game or a target for you to strive for. And that's very difficult for you to remain positive and keep a focused mindset throughout your day. So I want you to listen just a little bit to the audio that is online. If you want to go watch the video, feel free to do so. Just jump on YouTube and look for that Pursuing Positive playlist. As of this episode, there are now 21 videos online in that playlist. Now, of course, if you heard the podcast when I threw up the first video on here, I did not have the name to this podcast and that playlist exactly linked in yet. So this video is still going to reference the name Pat's Palace of Positivity. Of course, that will soon be changed in these audio files to Pursuing Positive. However, the video is still there, the knowledge is still there, and the motivation is still there. So we're going to take a ride and let you listen to that audio clip right now. And I will come back at you in just a few minutes and we will discuss a little bit more on what you hear talking about intensity with a purpose. Hey world, Pat's back again. So this would be the second video I've taken for my new project, Pat's Palace of Positivity. Yeah, I know, it's still a corny name, same as it was last week. But I got some good vibes off of opening segment last week, and kind of made me feel that maybe this might have some merit to it. So just going to see what happens. Jotting down some thoughts that go throughout my head throughout the week. And anything that has a moment to inspire me, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to kick it right back to you. Just kind of see how things play out. So this week, I'm thinking about the idea of intensity with a purpose. So simply put, this video is intensity and purpose. So simple concepts, but they deserve the input of what they actually can accomplish, what can they mean for you and me, and what directive can we get out of that. I'll start out by quoting public speaker from California, Los Angeles, if I remember correctly. His name is Robert Greene, and don't recall where he said this at. I just remember seeing the quote, and I had to go look it up and make sure I said this right, but he's quoted to say that the time that leads to mastery is dependent on the intensity of our focus. I'll say that again. The time that leads to mastery is dependent on the intensity of our focus. That can sit hard pretty well at home. Many times we feel that what we want to do is not being done appropriately. It's not getting done on our timetable, or worse yet, when it does get done, whether it's on our timetable or not, it's just not as good as it could be. It's not as good as it should be. And we end up looking back at ourselves or sometimes blaming someone else for that effect. Many times, and talking to myself here, preaching to the choir, if you will, that ends up being caused by the lack of fervence, the lack of efficiency and adequacy that we ourselves put into the task. And yes, that might seem like a pretty vague and umbrella statement, but it's meant to be. No matter the task, whether you're a student in school and you're talking about that next test that you've got or an upcoming quiz, whether you're no longer in school and you're talking about that next job interview, or you've got the job and we're talking about a quarterly evaluation, the next promotion, or you're self-employed, talking about the next project that you try to accomplish, the next task that you've put yourself to, the next milestone. This is a very big umbrella type statement. And the result of your accomplishment is 100% linked to the determination, the willingness, and the intensity of how well you focus your efforts in your mind to that task. No one is ever going to be able to step in and do everything for you, although help is something to strive for. I'm sure we'll come to something along those lines later on down the road. But individual response and individual accomplishment is based on your focus. And that's where the intensity part comes into play. All the tasks, all the accomplishments, all the goals, those are your purpose. Whatever it is that you're striving to do becomes your purpose. So getting to that purpose brings in the intensity of this idea. Without intensity, you don't have a true direction. Without a direction, we are toast. We're done. We have no guidelines to go for ourselves. And there's no way possible those around us are going to have any idea what we're trying to do, much less guide us, coax us, teach us, comfort us. We're on our own. If you can't push yourself to a point, nobody's going to be able to support you. You know, the cliche saying is you can't help those that don't want to be helped. Well, you can't motivate people who don't want to be motivated. It goes in the other direction. So maintaining a sense of intensity in your daily lifestyle and your purpose, that's where it's at. That is, simply put, that's where it's at. You got to drive yourself. You got to push yourself. You got to motivate yourself. And keeping yourself intense, and I don't want you to paint the picture. We're talking, you know, bodybuilder at the gym, intense workouts. Now, if that's your thing, nothing against it, but for the daily average person, that's not what we're going here. You know, the intensity is, it's in here, it's in your heart, and it's in here in your head. That's the intensity you got to focus on, your heartfelt emotions. That intensity rolls over into positive thinking, which is obviously the theme with this whole idea. Stay intense, create positivity, and most of the time, your purpose will be accomplished. Stay positive, keep thinking, move forward. And that is your positivity for today. Okay, so now that you've had time to listen to the audio from that video, send me some of your feedback. I would like to know what your thoughts are. Depending on what app you're listening to this podcast on, you may be able to send me a message directly. If so, hit that button. Send me your thoughts, questions, concerns. Otherwise, send me an email over to pursuingpositive@gmail.com. Clean and simple, so you can know where to send your thoughts. Now, expanding on the topic just a little bit of having a focus-driven
purpose with intensity. Like I said earlier, those are some broad statements, but they enable us to have such a positive drive. I mentioned a quote from Public Speaker of California at the time, Robert Greene. If you missed it, jump back and listen to it again, because it's a pretty good one that puts you in a pretty good place to think about this topic. Because it is pretty close to impossible to be purely positive without a purpose. That purpose could be just for your day. That purpose could be for the week, a lifelong goal, whatever it is. That is an individual realization that you have to make for yourself. But it does stand true that you do need a purpose in life to be positive. Most of the people that we come in contact with that seem to be having a rough day, that seem to be having a difficult time with anything that they may be going through, a lot of times they feel that they have no purpose. They don't know why they're here. You know, they could have lost their job, or they could have lost a family member, or they're in between, you know, a generic rock in a hard place, tough time situation. But at least that point in time, it can become clear that they don't have a true purpose that they have realized or that they have acknowledged. So without that, we tend to fall into a negative space and fall backwards. That's a very dangerous place to be, and it's not a place that any of us want to be pretty much ever. Friends and family become a catalyst for us if we allow them to be, at least if you have a supportive bracket of friends and family, and I pray that you do. Not to talk ill will of anyone, but the people that you have in your circle should be the people that are going to motivate you, inspire you, and lift you up in the most positive sense possible. Without that support system, even if you have a purpose, you can lose sight of that focus. So take a step to think about those you keep in your life around you, because that can be just as vital as anything else you can do on your own. Having a purpose is no different than any of your favorite sports teams that go out there to play for fun, play for entertainment, play for a paycheck, and that's it. The motivation behind that drive that they have to be successful and perform at the highest level is because they have that motivation. Their motivation is trying to get to that championship game at the end of the year, whether it's the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Stanley Cup. That goal is their purpose for their intensity to perform. That intensity coming from their purpose enables them to focus to play the best of their ability. You can take that sports reference and put it into any concept of life, at least in this general concept. A purpose allows you to have the proper intensity for that focus. And yes, I know those three words have been repeated over and over in this podcast, and that is with a purpose. Did you catch that one? So, I want you to go throughout your day today and figure out what your purpose is. What drives you? What motivates you? What pushes you forward? Come back and let me know at pursuingpositive@gmail.com and give me something to be motivated for from you. All right, everyone, our time of the open mind has come to a close for today. Hopefully you have learned or revisited something today that helps you have another great day. Like I've stated earlier, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or topic ideas, blast me an email over to pursuingpositive@gmail.com, or depending on what app you may be listening to this on, you may be able to send me a message directly. This podcast is available on Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and several more that are coming down the line. So you may be able to find this on your favorite app if that's not where you're listening to it right now. Either way, hopefully you have learned or revisited something today. I want you to be positive. I want you to be motivated, and I want you to understand what your purpose is. And I hope to find you listening into me next time as we will dive into another positive and uplifting conversation. And of course, I want that to be a conversation. And I need your feedback. I want your feedback. And I yearn for that feedback. However, until then, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. That is your positivity for today.